Hello, this is Spencer DeVries, lead pastor of the Well Fort Payne. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It's our hope and our prayer that every time you listen to one of our services, that your life is changed by the power of the Word of God. So I encourage you today, listen with open ears and an open heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and receive it with gladness.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Those are awesome words. I appreciate it. Sometimes you're humbled by introductions in ways that you don't realize, because that's a whole lot to live up to, you know. And the well is such a blessing to me, to my family, to this community, to each other. I mean, we just continue to reach out and to reach up. I think that's so important. You know, if you ever doubt, if you have doubt, just come sit in one of these pews, and the Lord will fill you with His love. You know, and that's important. That's important. Not to sit there and let the world take you down, but to let the Lord bring you up. And just have a funny little story that I just want to say before I get started with the message. I was just in Washington, D.C. Last week. And I was talking to these two gentlemen. One of them, and the reason why I was talking to him is one had a submarine pin on his tie bar. And I was talking to him, and I says, "Wow, that's really a cool tie bar." And we were talking. We talked about education, of course, because that's why I'm there. Well, about 20 minutes after they left, I had these two people walk up to me. And they said, "Hi, Mr. Later," and which, of course, they could tell because I'm wearing my name tag. So that's easy. I wasn't spooked by that. It wasn't until they showed me their badges. They were two NCIS agents. And the reason why they were coming to talk to me is I just got through talking to two Taiwanese operatives, and that's who the people were that I was talking to. And, of course, I didn't know that. I mean, you know, I didn't know that they had people that we really shouldn't be talking to at this event. And he said, "Yeah, there's about 60 inside of here." And it was pretty humbling, one, that they came up to talk to me. Well, then they came back the next day, and they just said, "We just want to thank you, you know, for your service." You know, because they did a little background check on me real quick just to make sure, you know, what I was. You know, so God was there. I was blessed to be able to talk to many people about our Lord. And, you know, wow, I just had you guys on camera. It's always a blessing when I travel, because I get to talk to so many different people. And I had this one person come up to me and said, "You know, Lauren, I just want you to know that I love whenever you're at these events, because I know that there's a godly man here that's praying for us." You know, and that means a lot to you whenever people look at you that way. And it's an amazing opportunity to be here, to be offered the chance to be able to talk. And now I got to follow up Pastor Jeff. I don't know if I can do that or not, you know. But tonight's message is going to be on strength. Strength. I've always been concerned about being a man of good character, because I always want people to know that the words that come out of my mouth are real. And the amusing thing is, with those words, I had a person one time that was talking to me, and they said, "You think that what you always say is right?" And I'm thinking to myself, well, of course. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it, you know? But then I didn't say that out loud, because the person that I was telling me that would not have appreciated it at that particular point in time. So, like I said, we're going to talk about strength, and why is strength important to us? Should we know that God gave us strength, and what's important about that? Should we know how to grow in our strength? That, I believe, is so, both of those are true, that we need to be able to, one, know that God's strength is and how and why it's important to us. The importance of strength is laid out succinctly in Acts 16:5. Acts 16:5. And if you don't know where that is, it's right after John and just before Romans. And I don't know if you know, but Luke is the one that wrote the book of Acts. And the interesting thing was, I was doing studying, I read something that I didn't even think about. Is that Luke was sort of kind of like the reporter for the book of Acts. You know, so he was recording and going through. And I was thinking to myself, so when Paul went to prison, where was Luke? You know, but we never get told that, you know, in those words. But the Acts 16:5 says, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. There are different words used for strength throughout the Bible. The word used in this verse is the Greek word stereo, which has the connotation of being established, which is what we are. We're being established. We're being made solid, immovable, firm, and sure. You know, that's one of the things that for everybody that's been with the Well for any period of time sees that. We have an amazing pastor that makes sure that we have rock-solid doctrine and teaching coming out. We have an amazing worship team that just give with their heart. We just see people that care, that serve, that'll stand at the door, that'll come in and clean and do those things to help to build this God's house, you know. And that was one of the things that pastor really stressed at the very beginning. If this house is not built in the Lord's name, it's built in vain. And that's so true. It's so true. Anything that you do out of your own spirit, you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, I like stereo strength, and it is a large part of our body. It's a large part of what we have in this house. And I also like what Pastor always says, you know, we can see the core sitting right here on Wednesday nights. You know, people that coming and worshiping God is more important than watching whatever's on TV. You know, there's another word in Hebrew that is associated with strength, and that's miyad. That's the Hebrew word. Now, miyad doesn't really exactly mean strength. It means muchness or everything which is what I want to focus on tonight. The strength is used in the context with all that we are, all of our time, with all of our talents, with all the influence that we have in our community, in our church, in our families. I mean, that's one of the things that a lot of parents don't realize is that they are the number one influence in their family. You know, and because if they hear this, but they see that, they're going to do that, you know, and that's so important for us. Now, the name that God refers to God as being all-powerful is God Almighty or El Shaddai, Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. What is the importance of my Father's God? Why was that put in there? And the reason why is to show the continuity of God. God is the same from the beginning to the end. He doesn't change. Amen. And that's why it's so important for us to realize that. Because the Lord is our source of life. He is our source of constant support and our strength. What things or circumstances in your life has God shown you through his amazing strength? I know in my life it's countless. Everything from his protection when I was allowed to serve our country, being on a submarine. Most people say, well, that's crazy. Well, there's a lot of crazy people on submarines, but You know, we managed to pull through the mission. To God holding my hand as I held my wife's hand as she gave birth to our children. He's allowed us safe travels as we've traveled around this world. We've been so blessed to be able to see things that most people don't ever get to see. We got to go to Egypt, and we got to see the pyramids, and we got to actually, I think the most exciting thing about that whole trip is we got to give the Bible to a Muslim lady. And I mean, and the tears came down of her eyes because they don't get taught about Joseph. And when we showed that to her, she just about got in trouble. She wouldn't put it down. You know, Jesus told us in Matthew 19:26, he says, "But with God, all things are possible. I know that when I count on just my strength, I fail more than I succeed." And Jeremiah speaks about this in Jeremiah 9:23-24. "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glorifies in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, says the Lord." So to have strength, true strength, God is the most essential ingredient in building our strength. You can go to the gym all day long. You can get bigger muscles than Arnold Schwarzenegger, but you're not going to be a strong man of God. How can we build our strength that God wants us to have? Paul tells us in Philippians 4:6, "Be anxious for nothing, but on everything by prayer and supplication." And I had to think of Pastor Jeff when I was reading this verse. "And with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." So we see that prayer is a key ingredient for us to grow in our strength that God wants us to have. But what is supplication? Supplication comes from the Latin verb supplicare, not Medicare, supplicare, which means to plead humbly. Paul goes on to tell us in verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." We can see that prayer is an ingredient, and that is an important ingredient. That ingredient should be mixed liberally with reading the Word of God. Joshua tells us in God's commission to Joshua, in the first chapter, verse 8, and this is so important. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it." Now, there's an interesting word because most people say meditate on it. No, meditate in it. And that's the reason why we have God's word given to us, to be able to read and to study and to have those words come from our mouth. Because if we study God's word, that's what we're going to say. If we read garbage, that's old saying, garbage in is garbage out. You know, and whenever you read God's word day and night, you will observe to do the things that is written in it. Why is it important to meditate in a day and night? Why should we read God's word? What benefit is it to us to have the number one best-selling book in the world as our primary source of wisdom? Well, let's keep reading in Joshua. "For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have success." You know, and that's something we oftentimes think that we can do things on our own power. But the only way to truly have the right answers is to be able to read God's word and to study it day and night. Now, that sounds like an amazing reason to read the bestseller, so that we be prosperous, and not just prosperous, that God allows us to have good success in our life. You know, and that's the amazing thing. Whenever we allow God to be that source of strength for us, that's where success comes from. God's word the Bible, as we call it, is the bestseller, as I said. It is not just the bestseller, but it is also the most stolen book in the world. And it's rather amusing because they must not have read Exodus 20:15, "You shall not steal." Did you know that the word Bible is not in the Bible? Bible comes from the Greek word Biblia, which is used to refer to a collection of sacred texts that make up the Bible. No one knows for sure, but there have been over 6 billion books of the Bible printed. Okay, so I know, as an old chief told me later, you're going down a rabbit trail. And he's right. The story about the Bible becomes the Bible is a multi-week teaching lesson. I mean, I would love to be able to. It's fun. My Pastor Bonnie and I used to teach a class called The Highway, and we had a big lesson on the Bible. It was actually a 3-week lesson. But wait, before I get off the rabbit trail, the Jewish community commonly used for what we call the Old Testament is Tanakh. Back to strength now. Wait, there goes that rabbit. Tanakh is an acronym used for the letters of the 3 sections of the Jewish scriptures. T is from Torah, which means the law, the guidelines, instructions that are in the first 5 books of the what we call the Old Testament, written by Moses. The letter N, that's where N came from, comes from the Jewish word Nevim, meaning the prophets. And then the KH comes from the term Keshvim, referring to the other writings such as Psalms, Proverbs, and the histories. The Tanakh is the invented Hebrew acronym instead of using the title Jewish Holy Scriptures, or what we call the Old Testament. You know, so it's rather amusing that the 2 words that the 2 major parts that use the Bible aren't even in the Bible, you know, but that's because of how important that work is to us. Okay, I'll get off the rabbit trail of the Bible and back to God's strength. Nehemiah tells us that the joy of the Lord is your strength in chapter 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And that is so important, because one of the things that you can always see when somebody that has Christ as their center is they have joy in their life. You know, they're not sitting there frustrated. They're not angry all the time. You know, I'm not saying that they don't get upset. We had a very vulnerable pastor this last weekend that told us about a situation that he had. And I tell you what, somebody messes with my wife, I'm not a happy guy either. You know, so I definitely knew exactly what Pastor was talking about. Strength in this verse has the meaning of safety, protection, refuge, or stronghold. When Jesus died for us, this joy or gladness was restored in the fullness that God wanted us to have at creation, and it cannot be undone. So with joy, we are empowered with all of his strength, and his strength gives us the ability to prevail. To prevail over the day-to-day situations that come at us. Whenever we stay in his joy, we will be able to overcome that. So far we have prayer, so that we're anxious for nothing. The word, so that when we meditate in it, we will be prosperous and have good success. And meditation is in it, like I said earlier, not on it. Meditate in it is total submersion of your person, unlike meditating on it, which is being sprinkled. Now, I'm not trying to get religious. I'm not doing the baptismal thing, you know, but that's true. If you meditate just on it, you know, you go, well, that's really a nice book. And supposedly there's 4.5 Bibles in every Christian household. So a lot of Bibles are meditated on, not in. So whatever you do with your whole heart. Jesus, talking to the Pharisees in Matthew 22:37, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind." And he gave you all 3 of those. He gave you all 3 of those. We are a triune being. You know, and that's something that God, there's a lot of numbers in the Bible. And those numbers are one of the things that gives us strength, that triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, ourselves, it's important for us. And joy. If you are going to do something, do it with joy. Do it with joy so that you can have constant blessing, which he gives us. His reason to rejoice is to be filled with his glad. So we have prayer, we meditate in the word, and we have joy. These words speak of our relationship in Christ. We inwardly house our renewed relationship with Christ. We don't do things just because we're called Christians. Excuse me. With his strength, we live in him, with him, and through him. Our relationship is not a cloak we wear, but the very blood that courses through the veins of our body. Jesus enabled us to give a deep and strong relationship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the breath of life, the Holy Spirit. His strength never falters. It never diminishes. It never gives us a reason to doubt, or as I said earlier, to be anxious. David sings this song after being delivered from his enemies and King Saul. This is in Psalms 18, 1 and 2. I had to have Psalms because that's Pastor's favorite book. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. He did not think that, wow, I'm such a magnificent fighter and tactician that I did all these things. No, he continues in his song, my God, my strength, in whom will I trust? That's what's important, is how we allow God to be literally the center of our lives. And he is singing about his God, not about his accomplishments. This song has nothing to do with him. It has all to do with how God worked through him. He knows that his true strength came from God, not from his own abilities. We should look to our Lord through our prayers, through our meditations, and with the knowledge that his strength will bring us joy. Paul tells us in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With Christ in our lives and with prayer, meditating in the word, and having joy of the Lord, we will have burrowed into God's arms, our safe place. You know, and that's something that I was reading a book, and they were talking, you know, it was a fiction book. But it was talking about after Christ came back and had the 1,000-year reign here on the earth, and how the people that love God went to Jerusalem and they just literally just swam around the altar, the seat of Christ there in Jerusalem. I mean, and they were singing and they were just, the joy was just pouring out. And people, the people that hadn't accepted Christ, because everybody in the last days are not going to have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they're trying to figure out, why are they doing that? Well, the reason why is because he is the center of them. With Christ in our lives and with prayer, meditating on the word, and having joy in the Lord, we are borrowed into God's loving arms. And by his strength, showing no fear for what we've received, the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Romans 8:15. In its completeness, Romans 8:15, we are told, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by who we cry out, Abba, Father. In conclusion, strength. How should we use God's strength? That isn't the true question, but we should consider how are we going to limit God's strength? You know, and that's something we have to be very careful. Are we going to allow God's unfettered strength to be manifest in our lives through prayer, through meditating in his word, and allowing his joy to flow through our lives so that we have unlimited access to the power? Are we going to say, I got this, Lord. Just watch me. What he will watch isn't what we think. He's going to watch us fail. Because as soon as we step out in our own power, in our own strength, that's when we set ourselves up for failure. It's not that he wants us to fail, but he allows us to, because he allows us to have free will. And that's so important. We have a God that loves us, gives us free will, and he allows us to have our free will strengthened through him. Not through anything that we do. Just like when we're singing the song about God's love and how his breath is forever there. I'm not good with songs. I mean, I love listening to Pastor and the worship team, and my chickens hate listening to me, you know, when I sing. But, it's important. It isn't, like I said, it isn't that he wants us to fail. He will allow us because we have free will. The amazing thing about that is he is waiting to pour out his strength on us when we step back into his will. We need to have every moment, every opportunity, every ability, and all of our capacity to love and honor the God who made us so that his strength is our very foundation of our strength. Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you, Pastor Lauren. I had the privilege of meeting with some other pastors in our community this morning, and we took time to encourage one another in the Lord and pray. And there was a pastor that was sharing about the possibility of going to two services. And then another pastor said, that's when burnout can happen. And as soon as he said that, I thought about something that Pastor Lauren said one time to me. We were talking, and he said, burnout happens when you try to do it in your own strength. Burnout, I really think that if you are doing your very best to serve Jesus and you're doing it in his strength, you won't burn out because he will fuel you with everything that you need to finish the race. Think about this. He who has begun a good work in you, Paul said to the Philippians, will be faithful to complete it even until the day of Jesus Christ. But the problem for us is when we try to do it in our own strength, and we do it in our own way, and we don't stop and we don't pray, we don't meditate in the word, we don't do it in joy. Maybe you pray about it, maybe you read the word, you meditate in the word, but you miss the joy. Listen, joy is what will help you keep going sometimes. Keep putting that song on your lips and just that walking in the joy that the Lord brings. And so, I love what Pastor Lauren said at the end. It's not about how are we going to use God's strength. It's are we going to limit God's strength. My encouragement to you is to reemphasize what you just said. Don't limit God's strength in your life. He wants to give you the fullness of everything that you need to walk out the plan and the purpose and the call that he has for you. And so, Pastor Lauren, thank you so much. I love you, and that was a wonderful word. Thank you. Can you stand to your feet with me tonight as we pray to close out this time? God, I pray your strength. Even as Paul was having a struggle in his life, and you said to him, my grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. And so, God, I thank you that we don't have to be strong to get your strength, but it's your strength that makes us strong, God. And I pray that tonight we would meditate in this word, not just on it. We wouldn't just think about it, oh, great word, Pastor Lauren, wonderful, but that we would truly let it get in our hearts. We would let it, as he was talking about us burrowing in God's arms, Lord, would your word burrow in our heart tonight? Let it dwell in us richly. God, I thank you that you give us truths that we can hold on to and we can look to and we can think upon and we can truly put our trust in your word, and you will never fail. And so, Father, I pray for strength. Lord, I pray for the hearts that feel weak tonight. If you feel weak, just receive the strength that comes from heaven tonight. Father, I pray that your hand would be upon your people and that your children would feel renewed, energized. Even as Peter wrote, I want to read this passage of scripture over you tonight, because I believe that through the word of God that was spoken
And I come into agreement with it right now that God is going to strengthen you. And somebody, you feel like you've been lacking strength. And God sent Pastor Lauren here tonight to infuse you with the revelation that you needed. And I want to speak this over you. 1 Peter chapter 4, he says, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and be watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one of you has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, listen to this, let him do it with the ability that God supplies. That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs all the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." And so, God, I pray that you would help us to do it with the energy, the strength, the ability that you supply. God, we don't want to do it in our own strength, because we know that will just cause us to fall flat on our face. But we want to walk in you, walk with you. And I pray that you would strengthen every single one of us tonight. Lord, I pray for the one that feels strong tonight. If anyone thinks he's strong, the Bible says, take heed. Check yourself, because you might fall. And so, God, for the one that's feeling strong tonight, I pray that they would check and make sure that their strength is in you and in you alone. And, Father, for the one that feels weak, I thank you for the revelation that your strength is made perfect in weakness. You're in just the right spot to let God have you and use you. And so I speak a blessing over you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you. May he keep you in his peace. May he smile all over you. And may you walk in the strength that comes from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys so much. We hope to see you Sunday morning. Men, we hope to see you Saturday morning at breakfast.